predatory choir boys abuse priest. Stay tuned for UnNews. March 2010, Rome. The Vatican hit back Thursday at new sexual revelations, defending Pope Benedict XVI against an allegation that he failed to act to help a U.S. priest who was forcibly molested by up to 200 choir boys in the 1970s. The Catholic Church's morals watchdog, then headed by the future Pope, was reportedly alerted twice by the Archbishop of Wisconsin of the accusations Reverend Lawrence Murphy made against the boys. Benedict, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, did not respond to the letters, and a secret canonical trial authorized by his deputy was halted after Murphy wrote a pleading letter to the future Pope to save him from being raped every day, the New York Times said, citing documents provided by his lawyers. A Vatican watcher praised the statement, saying, quote, "From the canonical point of view, Ratzinger followed the procedures," unquote. But victims groups have demanded a formal apology for the role of the Vatican. On Thursday, protesters from the U.S.-based Survivors Network of Abused Priests, or SNAP, called on the Pope to unseal archives of abused priest cases and hand them over to police. The president of SNAP said, quote, "The Pope must immediately issue an edict obliging all the bishops of the world to turn in abusive choir boys to the police and remove them from the choir." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.